The Camp Fire in Northern California is being called the nation's deadliest wildfire in a century. Costs are estimated to be in the billions, and many residents are still displaced. What could have prevented it, or at least what could have prevented the fire from doing this much damage? And what is Arizona doing to make sure its forests are not so susceptible to catastrophic fires? For that, we turn for a few minutes to Wally Covington, who directs NAU's Ecological Restoration Institute. Wally, good morning.
Good morning.
So can you give me a quick overview? What kind of shape are Arizona's forests in? Because it would seem, as a layperson, that we've sort of dodged a bullet over the past couple of wildfire seasons. Hasn't been quite as dramatic here in Arizona.
Well, most of our forests are still overstocked, heavily overstocked with trees. However, Arizona has been working to reduce tree density and to restore natural forest conditions. Under those kinds of conditions, these forests can't burn with the kind of intensity that threatens towns or creates the kind of flooding and erosion that we've seen over the past 30 years.
You probably saw the president's recent comments talking about forest mismanagement for California's fires. How far can forest management go in preventing the worst of the catastrophic fires, and how much are we, you know, at the mercy of Mother Nature, or even at the mercy of, you know, people just leaving a campfire that they shouldn't leave?
Yeah, well, so there are two major factors that are that explain the catastrophic fires that we've been having. One factor is kind of biophysical, and that's the accumulation of fuel post-settlement by European Americans. And the exclusion of fire has allowed these fuels to steadily accumulate, including a vast overstocking of trees. The current tree densities in most of the western forest far exceed the carrying capacity of the land. And then the other part of the biophysical factor is climate change. So we now are seeing much drier, windier, hotter fire seasons that extend almost year-round now. So those are the biophysical factors. And then from a cultural standpoint, what we've seen is more and more people are building in fire-prone landscapes. So those factors interact to produce the kinds of blow-up situations that we've got right now. Now, I've got to say that Arizona really has made a lot of progress in this. The Forest Service, the State Forestry, Arizona State Forestry, the Bureau of Land Management have been working to restore forest conditions and prevent these kind of catastrophic outcomes like we've seen in California lately.
Now, is that progress in part because stakeholders are coming to the table and at least moving in the same direction? Is there less sniping? There used to be a lot of sniping.
And one of the things that has really helped us here is the collaborative process has really advanced quite far down the road here compared to most of the western states. So stakeholders get involved early on in large landscape restoration projects like the Four Forest Restoration Initiative, the Flagstaff Watershed Protection Project, the work out at Camp Navajo, the National Guard facility. So there's a real commitment by people in Arizona to restore a healthy forest and provide a healthy legacy to give to our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and so on.
Well, I'm just going to close out with one more question. We're trying to, you know, get a lot in a short amount of time. We're thinking about the weather and weather conditions. There's talk about maybe getting some snow in the North Country sometime tonight. We talk about how important snowpack is. When it comes to getting more precipitation and there is more growth, that could lead to more fuels, but how important is it that there is a wet winter?
Wet winters are really important, and especially in, we get a better picture from mid-March to late April of what the weather, what the soil conditions are, how much water these ecosystems have received over time. So we get a better outlook right in the spring, but it's really kind of throughout the winter, that whole time period is extremely important.
So that will sort of tell the tale for us then. If we're lucky enough to have a wet winter, that might mean the next wildfire season is not quite as bad.
Yes, that's our hope. But when you get with the kinds of fuels that we've got, with a month of hot, dry, windy weather, it really doesn't matter how much precipitation you had the previous year. If you get an ignition in the wrong place, you're going to have a fire.
Wow. Wally Covington directs NAU's Ecological Restoration Institute. Wally, thank you for the update.
Yeah, thank you for having me.